This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production. This week, Mark hosts and erratically gives out points, or not, while Bob gets wet again in another aquatic tale. Wade maintains that only the wealthy, a man's best friend, use Max, and Bob gives his tips on PvP, while Wade chides everyone for their choice of porn displays. Yes, it's time for Anything Goes. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, one and all. Welcome back to Distractable, the only podcast where you can get your daily dose of entertainment from some random trio of men. No one's ever done a podcast like that before in the world.
No. Very unique.
That is very, very, very unique. Here on Distractable, we compete. I am the host for today, which means I will be the judge of my fellow co-hosts and not competitors. To me, but competitors to each other. Is there a word for that?
Competitors?
No, competitor. Like, we're not all competing, but you two are competing.
I think that's the way you describe that is that you were the host and we're the competitors.
Right. That is, yeah, I'm going to go with that. Bob and Wade, how are you guys doing today?
I'm all right.
Oh, great. Feeling like the paragon of health. Feeling really, really 100%.
Oh, wow.
I'm whatever the opposite of that is, but that's fine.
Dead?
I mean, I'm alive, I guess. No, so, okay. No, okay. Alive, still alive. I do have the Rona, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
Like the Ma Sharona kind of Rona?
Oh, it's a party. It's just like that song.
Okay.
Good times all around. Good times. Everybody loves it. Well, I'm sorry about that, Bob. I'll give you some pity points if you want to start off with that.
Oh, no. Please, Mark.
No, please. Bob, no. Oh, I'm going to give you 3 points to start this off.
Oh, okay.
I got sunburned and my body's peeling and I'm really itchy.
Oh, no, yeah, that sounds just as bad.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Sunburn sounds bad, too.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It is because I'm bald, and when you're bald, sunburn on your shoulders hurts worse.
Somehow, yeah, okay.
How even you did that?
Yeah.
Some kind of suntan wizard?
I guess the bald head reflected the sun better than the normal shoulders, you useless shoulders.
I don't know if that's exactly how that works, but I'm not going to give you any points for that because I don't want to have a comparable metric to how bad COVID is versus your sunburn. Because if I give you like 1 point, oh, is a sunburn a third as bad as COVID? I don't want to be the arbitrator of that.
I like that. I think you should do that, Mark.
Yeah, I think you should do.
I think that's a theme of the episode: rating illnesses and how severe they are.
It actually,
why my illness is worth more than yours.
It's actually not the theme of the episode. But is there anything
bold of you to choose that?
Yeah, bold of me to choose that. Is there anything going on in you guys' lives that you want to discuss before we get into the main brunt of the episode?
Unless this week's episode is about almost sinking a boat full of people, I have quite the story.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. That's quite a way to start that off. And no, this episode is not about that.
A couple weeks ago or a month ago, we both sunk a boat together.
What?
What?
Remember the one where we were on a sinking ship and we had to like figure out how to save ourselves?
That wasn't
whatever?
Real.
The immoral versus immoral?
That was not real.
Then why did I drop that boat on that family?
Why did you if it was real?
Bob, you go ahead. Tell us about your story.
So probably the reason that I am sick is because I had the hubris to go on a family vacation for the first time in a couple of years. So for the last week, I was in northern Michigan, staying on a lake with family. And part of this was that we rented a pontoon boat.
Sinner.
And we were taking that out on the lake and fishing and cruising around, and it was very nice. But one day, we were like, let's cruise the lake, you know, let's everyone load up. And pontoon boats are very floaty. They don't really, the way, it's basically like two barrels with a platform on top. You can't really sink it. But
I love pontoons. I grew up with a pontoon, man. Those are great for family stuff.
They're very casual.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing we neglected to pay attention to, Mandy's mom said something, but we did not pay attention to this. It's very windy this day. Gusts of wind up to 30 to 40 miles per hour on the lake.
Fun.
Which, you know, wind is fine. It's windy on a lake sometimes. What that meant was the waves out in the deep, dark part of the lake, which is, of course, where you want to take a family cruise, got up to like a couple feet, which is pretty crazy. It was not that big of a lake. It was like a medium-sized lake. It's pretty crazy. And so we had this boat fully loaded down with people, like every seat taken sort of deal. And we're just cruising around. We come around the corner. This lake has sort of a bend in it. We come around to the part where the wind is blowing across the entire length of this lake, making these huge waves.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. Hold the phone.
What the hell
is happening?
All right, Bob, you just earned yourself some points. You earned, oh God, you earned 0 points.
What?
You earned zero what? Points.
What? Well, that didn't seem worth the interruption at all. Why did I earn 0 points?
All right, so I'm going to let you get back to your story, but the theme of this episode is anything goes. I have a random timer that's going to go from anywhere from 1 to 5 minutes, 1 second to 5 minutes, and then when it goes off, the person who's talking at that moment will earn a random amount of points between 0 and 10, and you just happened to land, you were talking, but also the random point jet giver landed on 0.
Why is 0 an option?
Well, you know.
So if we go like Bob's fridge route, and we just let Bob talk about his boat the entire time, he can't lose.
Yeah, this is a long story, Wade. I don't want
to. But I mean, laughs, I will count laughs, interjections, small quips. I'll count anything if you're talking when it goes off.
What if I'm just mumbling underneath everything the entire time?
That will not count.
That's what boat said. That's the way the pontoon crumbles. Go off. Sounds okay.
All right. So. Look, anyway, I'm glad I won 0 points. Thanks. Mark, we come around to the lake and the waves are like a couple feet deep, and I don't know if you've ever seen a pontoon boat go directly into a wave instead of floating over it.
Oh yeah.
But if it looks from a distance anything like it feels when you're on the boat itself, death is coming for you, and it's terrifying.
Jesus.
Yeah, so like we came around the corner and one, like, some water came over the front and we were kind of like, whoa, it's windy. And then another big wave lined up perfectly where like the front edge of the boat dug into the water and the engine on the back of the boat.
Oh God, there it goes.
Oh, God damn it.
I said, wait, it's a long story.
Oh.
Bob, you just won yourself 2 points.
All right.
It's 5 to nothing. I'm not even talked yet.
Well, I mean, yeah, hey.
You talked a bunch. You interrupted me a lot, actually.
Yeah,
you just not at the right time.
I'm trying. Oh, God, just crash your boat already.
All right, so the nose of the boat dug into the wave, and the engine on the back came out. And so we're, like, cruising along, and a boat is kind of all, you know, engine-y.
We know boats.
It sure is, you know. It sure is. Noises and words.
But when the engine comes out of the water, it's all, whoa! So it's terrifying. And basically, Mandy's entire family was on this boat. Except for Mandy, because she was like had a work thing she had to take care of for half an hour, so she didn't come. I almost killed Mandy's entire family on a boat.
Wow.
And it was the kind of thing where...
Well, like, you can always get a new one at familiesnew.com, right? You know, the sponsor of Talk Words. Oh, fuck.
I think there should be a rule that you have to be at least talking about something or saying actual words. You can't just be mumbling nonsense and swearing.
Those were words. I always mumble nonsense. That would exclude me from ever winning.
Hey, he's got a point, Bob.
Well,
he does
I guess
point,
you should talk better, Wade.
Oh, I got a point?
No, he does not.
No.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, that shit's terrifying. The water came like a quarter of the way.
Bob got it there. He just got it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes.
No, that's me. Me.
Literally right as you stopped talking.
Oh, my God.
And Bob, you've won 4 points.
All right.
Jesus.
Dude, I love a fair game mode.
It really is, hey, completely random. So,
all right, Wade, you got any stories? I told the story, kind of the sinking boat.
Well, against my better judgment here, I wanted to talk about the pontoon bit, because I grew up with a pontoon in my family.
Uh-huh.
And whenever you were going straight at it, like, if you hit it straight on, then I guess you're just kind of bouncing a little bit. But if there's, like, a tiny bit of angle, I don't know about the pontoon you have, but the pontoon we had, the front had, like, the two pontoons kind of came to a point, and they were, like, these two flat, like, bits of metal on the side. So if you hit a wave just right, anyone on the front of the pontoon got fucking drowned by of the water splashing up.
Yeah, it sprays like crazy.
Yeah, so I didn't know if whenever you hit the wave, everyone got drenched from like the pontoon part dipping under, or if your boat was just like, hey, goodbye, see ya. Because I don't know how they make pontoons now.
Everyone got wet because they were in the water.
Yeah, that would do it.
Literally, a solid couple inches of water washed over the entire boat, and everyone got kind of wet. But anyone who was in the front seats of the pontoon boat got like... just dipped in the lake a little bit. Like it went into the lake as opposed to sitting on top of it. It was one of the scarier things that's happened to me that I can remember.
For some reason, I'm thinking this pontoon is like a cigarette boat or whatever they're actually called, the kind of like super hyper speed boats. It's like made out of aluminum foil, and if they hit like the tiniest of waves, they break into 1,000 people. You ever seen one of those things?
What? People?
Break into 1,000 people.
Imagining a cigarette boat made out of people.
Oh, my pontoon hit a wave. Oh, God, it turned into people. No.
All the people are escaping from the pontoons. Fuck, get back in there.
Oh, my ham sandwich that I had in the cooler is also people now. Oh, damn it. I'm still going to eat it.
You know, I knew we shouldn't have rented our boat from Soylent Boats.
Yeah, you
Soylent Boats. Welcome to Soylent Cruises. We are here for you.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
All right. Well, the actual theme of this episode, besides the random elements, is anything goes. And that means you can basically tell me whatever you want. You can go look up funny stories on the internet. You can go like tell personal stories. I'm really opening up the floor for absolutely anything will go because the scoring system, I was talking during the alarm.
How do I still get, have points?
I think I get points for,
Yeah, well, that brings
How
up...
How am I losing to the fucking host?
That brings up my question is, what exactly happens when you win points, Mark? Because it's bound to happen.
I got 9 points.
Holy shit.
Is that a tie for first while I'm at zero?
Yeah,
did you
man.
Win this? Are you about to win yourself an episode?
Bob, you and I are tied right now, so it's going to be a tight race.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So literally...
I am going to get points.
I'll offer you the floor, Wade. You want to talk? You talk, man. Go for it, man.
Yes, I have a subject I would like to talk about. It's called every word in the dictionary. So we're going to start with the word A.
No, it has to be some kind of thing.
Oh, but I'm going to read it funny like.
This is the other part of the game. Is if I don't like what you're talking about, I will shut you down and I will give the floor to the other person.
Wade episode because you hate me.
No, you make me laugh all the time. You tell tons of funny stories.
Oh, god damn it.
If this podcast has proven anything, especially over the last like month and a half, it's that you are incredibly funny, Wade, and you've had some very good ideas.
Yeah.
The fact that you just happen to not have won any points thus far is purely luck related.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree. Maybe if I take my time and talk more slowly, I have a higher odds of hearing those lovely sirens.
Nothing yet. It's between 1 and 5 minutes, or 1 second and 5 minutes, so it could be anything in between.
So are you going to actually let yourself win if that happens, though, Mark?
I don't know. I didn't actually account for the fact that I could
be
talking. That's the game. We'll figure
it out. That'd be fine with me if you just win your own episode. That's a little messed up, but...
we'll just do this every week.
If it is actually random, that seems fair.
It is.
It seems fair.
It is completely random.
Does it seem fair, Wade?
I literally can't even see what the timer is. I'll actually show you guys a screenshot of what it looks like, just to full transparency on it.
Yes.
It just shows it'll randomly do these three lines will like go, they'll grow and it'll just like a little animation.
Oh.
But I can see no numbers and I can see nothing there. And the random generator is Google's like default. If you Google random generator and I put 0 and 10, so that's what it is. And just to prove also that the last result was 9, I'm putting a screenshot of the points that came in there.
I believe you.
So.
All right, that is a screenshot. At least 2 minutes have passed since the last one, so I guess I'll talk for 3 minutes here real quick.
All right.
man, favorite Internet Explorer version, guys. I certainly love them all.
Nope. Nah, I'm rejecting that one.
Okay, God
I'm giving it back to Bob.
Well, for fuck's sake. Didn't Internet Explorer finally die, technically?
Yes, it did.
It's Microsoft Edge now, I think, right?
Well, Edge has existed since, like, Windows 8 or Windows 10 released or something, but, like, officially this past week...
Oh, my God, there it is!
Please be zero.
All right, Bob, that's a good job.
10 points.
6!
All right.
6 points for Bob! Right.
Officially, on June 15th, Microsoft called the last call for Internet Explorer. It is no longer supporting Internet Explorer as a piece of Microsoft software.
That's great, man. That's great.
So it still exists. You could find it and install it, but like Edge is the only officially supported Microsoft browser.
Okay.
Which I don't know why Internet Explorer hung around so long. Was anyone using it? I get that a lot of software, they're like, people are using this. We can't get rid of this. Fucking who's using Internet Explorer in 2022?
Other countries. Other countries is really predominantly.
Really?
Yes, because
really?
Like as technology rolls out in America, sure, we get it over it real quickly. But in other countries, like a lot of them have system redundancies, old systems. I know even in Korea, which is a developed country now, they still had tons of computer systems, government systems that had Internet Explorer and all these different educational systems.
But it relied on that? They couldn't use just like, you know, Mozilla, like Firefox or Chrome or whatever?
Also, their versions of Windows are old.
Oh.
So like they have to, I was talking.
I was trying to find an opening to speak.
What if Wade never gets any points from the random alarm?
Oh, I got zero. Oh, no.
Oh,
my
fuck you. Oh, shoot. Gosh,
oh,
darn it.
God. Oh, man.
Well, rich people also use Internet Explorer a lot because if you're constantly buying a new computer, it was the default browser. So before you installed Chrome or anything else, you had to open it up. So if every week you just said, fuck you, and bought a new computer, you were using Internet Explorer right away.
I mean, Edge.
Yeah, Edge.
Edge
was
is
there.
The default, I think, on most computers now.
Well, maybe it is now. I think it used to be Explorer, though, before there was Edge.
Oh, yeah.
And not if you buy Macs either.
Yeah.
Rich people be buying Mac computers. That's for
that's
sure.
True.
No. Only artists and dogs. Only artists and dogs.
Dogs.
I don't know what I was trying to say, but dogs is what came out.
I would love to see the source that you're citing, that only rich people and dogs use a Mac computer.
And Bob was talking in that tiny interjection.
I was even
Bob,
interrupting
you,
Wade.
Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Dude, this game's easy.
Dude, it is. I swear to God, it's totally random. I swear, Wade, this is not random.
I don't believe you. I think the whole premise of this is like Wade's secret words. You had
no.
To decide where you were like, I want to see how much Wade can lose it. Therefore, I'm going to give literally everyone else fucking. Amy's going to come with another goddamn smoothie and she's going to get fucking points.
Gonna get points.
Oh my God. Please, Amy, come get points. That would be outstanding.
I'm going to be pissed.
Amy is here for 10 seconds and all you hear in the background is like, here's your smoothie. Wade! Amy gets 9 points. Wade is losing to Amy on this week's episode.
Oh, no, my God.
And somehow, in a podcast with 3 hosts, Wade came in 4th.
I'm going to finally actually get the fucking thing to go off. It's going to be a 0.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, though, Wade, if there's anything that happened this past week, you said you were playing Diablo 2 Immortal. Or
I quit playing
talk
mobile
about
games.
Something,
I quit
man.
Playing mobile games.
Good. Okay, talk about that.
I retired from mobile games. They were filling up my schedule too much.
How much were you playing them? Like, as a just yeah. Explain that.
I was using my tablet close to 9 hours a day.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Just for mobile games?
Between watching stuff, like watching videos and playing 4 different mobile games, I was spending close to 9 hours a day on my tablet.
4?
Don't you work? What do you do?
4, which, because Diablo Immortal just, yeah, and I work. That's why I wasn't getting any sleep. I was getting like 4 hours of
Jesus.
Sleep. It's like I'd wake up, I'd do the mobile game grind, hang out with the dogs and Molly, eat dinner, whatever, stream, and then it was like, all right, now I gotta grind. And while I was doing anything else, like I'd be watching stuff with friends or we'd be playing like Lost Ark other games together, I would still have my tablet up on the side. I'd be like doing mobile stuff on that.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, I gotta do all my dailies before I go to bed. And every fucking mobile game now, they've got like, oh, well, what if we made you play for 4 hours a day in order just to get the basic rewards? And it just got to be too much, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just cold turkey quitting from all of them. I don't have time for this. And I've been clean for a week.
How,
and a half,
if you're...
no questions, no talking, it's my turn. I don't want anyone interrupting at all.
I'll say it fast.
Just case. All right, go.
If you're comfortable talking about it, how much money do you spend on them on a weekly basis?
Weekly, I don't know. Maybe depends on the week, because sometimes new shit would come out. Probably like $50 to $100 a week between all 4.
Damn, that's so much.
Which was adding up.
That's big expenditures.
But I have to add too, I wasn't playing all of them for all this time. Like I was only playing 1 or 2. Then I've kind of added, and I'm like, you know, now I'm gonna quit them all. But we went on this lovely trip to Florida, and I was like thinking about the trip.
Not zero.
Hey.
All right. Yeah, you got.
Please, zero.
2 points.
What do you guys have?
I have like 16 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Bob is currently at
18, maybe
19, actually.
Oh,
I'm at 9. Wade's at 2.
Wade's got two. Hey, one of the times I won, I only got 2, so we're basically even.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Is there a negative points thing on this? Can you earn negative points?
That would be funny.
I don't think I could put that in, I guess. You want negative points in there now?
It might be my only shot.
I'll do it. If we all agree, I'll put negative 10 in here.
Oh, God.
Do it.
I mean, if you guys agree, I'll do it.
Yes.
Bob,
All right, Wade wants this.
I need a chance. If I end up the only one that gets negative points, I'm also gonna frickin'.
You did this. You are the one who did this.
I know. I just like when you stole my case and you lost. I get it. I'm putting my neck, my losing neck, on the chopping block.
I do feel like it should be like negative 5 to 10 or something, so that it skews, so that you're likely to get a positive, but you can't get a negative.
For clarity's sake, I'm actually going to stream my screen so you guys know I'm not bullshitting anything. When the alarm goes off, I have to hit a sound effect, but this way you guys can see it. There's nothing really to see, obviously, but that is the timer on the left and the random number generator on the right. So everything's on the up and up.
Hey, I believe you, man. I'm not even worried about it.
All right, so just checking. All right, so Wade, that was what were you talking about?
Well, I said we had a trip to Florida, and when I realized that the mobile thing was a problem was whenever we were planning this trip to Florida, and it was not a cheap trip. It was a very expensive trip, but I wanted to make sure we did something cool because Molly wanted to have like a big 30th celebration for her birthday, but then COVID happened and we couldn't do anything. So I was like, you know what? We're just going to have a great celebration. People are going to come hang out. And we got this nice house like within a block of the beach and all of these like places we like. But the week leading up to it, I was like looking and I was like, man, okay, well, if we go to the beach, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours here, I can grind mobile games for like this little bit before dinner. And,
oh, no.
Like, I was trying to plan my week around not enjoying the vacation, but yes, yes, yes.
Please, negative points. Please, God.
And the points we're going for, negative 5.
So Wade currently has, I'm sorry, was that negative 3 points?
Yeah, Wade is at negative 3 points.
Ah, it's okay, Wade. It's okay.
All right, Wade.
Okay, I don't want to play. I quit mobile games so I can enjoy my vacation. Vacation was nice. Now it's great to be fucking home again. I love this. This is where I want to be.
So Wade, you played a good amount of Diablo Immortal then. I mean, people are not happy about the microtransactions. How is the game though? Like, is it okay?
Well, I played for like 4 days and the game was fun. Like the game itself was fun. They incorporated some of the stuff I like from like Diablo 3 and so on and so forth. The problem with it is that the top tier loot, I guess, is these gems that you have to put in your armor, and the gems give you a big boost in power and such. And you don't notice that while you're leveling up, but you get to a point, and I was in the clan on our server.
The clan.
Like I was playing on an EU server with a bunch of people that do like mobile games for their jobs and such. And this clan was super competitive, so in order to stay into it, we had to grind our levels up, and they were cutting people like crazy. In fact, I got cut once, and I had to like re-earn my spot.
Oh God!
But like, you had to be leveling. And so within like the first 3 or 4 days, I was Paragon like 20 or something. Like I was getting up there in Paragon levels, which is harder to get in Immortal than it is in like other Diablo games. And I had a bunch of like these legendary gems and stuff. And I was trying to get some of the 5-star ones. I actually got really lucky. Like the third one I got to drop was like a 4-star, which apparently someone has spent $25,000 and still has not gotten a 5-star variant.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
I've seen some crazy articles about this game. There was also a guy who spent like 10 or 15, I forget the number, like 5-digit amount of money on it, and then got like the 5-star drop and then destroyed it in game as some kind of protest or something.
What?
Which is fucking stupid, because you still paid Blizzard $10,000. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But
good God.
Yeah. People are pretty hot and bothered about this. I think it looks fun. I've played like the intro, like the tutorial, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It plays fun.
It is.
But all the microtransaction shit, it seems like it's just a garbage cash in.
Yeah.
Which is just a shame for Diablo.
It plays well on tablet or whatever. On mobile, it plays well on PC. It had some issues on PC because it wasn't originally for it, but I think they've hopefully cleaned it up. The game itself was enjoyable. The problem is whenever you get to the later parts of the game and the end game became either PvP or just grinding the same single, like whatever the dungeon of the week is, you would just grind that over and over and over and over. And the way you get these legendary gems are doing rifts like in Diablo 3, but you have to have legendary crests or eternal legendary crests in order to get the best gems. And it just becomes super grindy, super pay to win if you want to stay in the top clan and you want to be good at PvP, because people that were higher level than me, I was able to destroy because I got that 4-star legendary gem and my power was just so high. So, I mean, I was just annihilating people in PvP that were a lot better than me and higher level than me, and I shouldn't have been able to.
Me? All right, Wade.
All right, Wade, here we go.
Yes.
This is where the points come in.
Yes.
Come on, earn some points, buddy.
Please positive.
Negative.
It
negative eight.
You know what, Mark? I'm really glad you streamed your screen because I could see in real time when you click the button and when Wade's agony increases.
We are 25 minutes in and I am 30 points behind.
All right. I'm going to shift gears, though. It's funny because Diablo 3 is like that same type of gameplay where it's nonstop grinding.
But you get stuff. That's the difference.
You get stuff. Yeah, it's
you
just
actually get stuff.
It's like they don't give you the actual reward. The gameplay might be good, but there's no reward. It's all behind paywalls, and that's stupid. But I'm gonna shift gears. I'm gonna chuck it over to Bob. What random topic do you have for us to discuss today?
So I told the story about the boat sinking.
You sure did.
Laughing insert just in case. Okay.
All right. So I have an inquiry, I guess.
Okay.
I have answers.
This is a thing I would like some response to. So the boat story came from this trip that we took, right? We rented a house on a lake. It was through Airbnb. Now, Airbnb is a lot like Uber and all the like rideshare apps and all of the like food delivery apps. The success of a listing on Airbnb is tied heavily to it having a good rating, right?
Yeah.
So like it's one of those, like every time you ride in an Uber, there's like a sign or the person's like, hey, rate me 5 stars because that'll help me out. And generally I do that. Like even if the ride was only okay, if they got lost, like I don't really care. Unless they did something really egregious or said something really distasteful or something, I'm always like, yeah, 5 stars. Good for you.
I have a funny little story about that whenever we have a moment.
Well, there should be opportunity for you to tell a story.
Yeah, you'll find it. This is how an average conversation goes.
Well, this house we rented on Airbnb, it was nice. It was in a nice spot on a lake and it was a good house, but it was dirty.
Oof.
The day we were checking in, they sent a message. The host sent a message that was like, hey, just to let you know, someone checked out just before you and the oven is like, they told us the oven's like really dirty. And we were like, oh, well, it's fine. And they were like, if you want.
They don't have a cleaning crew? Like they don't send anybody in to clean this place
well,
up?
Well, so someone checked out at like, they had to be out by 10 and we checked in at like 3. So they have like a 5-hour window.
That's how the one I rented was like too, but they had a cleaning crew coming in the meantime.
Yeah. Well, they basically said the cleaning people didn't have time to like clean the oven right and it needs a deep clean. So if you want, we can schedule them to come in during your stay and like clean the oven.
If you want to have a clean house, I guess we can make that happen for you.
Yeah. And we were like, well, let us look at the oven and we'll decide. And we kind of looked and we were like, it is dirty. But we don't really want a person to come and I don't know what they're going to do. We're just trying to have a vacation. We'll just like, you know, it's fine.
What happened to this oven?
I don't know, but it clearly
I have made stuff in the oven and the oven is not like there's not usually a controversy around the cleanliness of an oven.
It had clearly not been cleaned in months or years. This oven was fucking crusted with shit. And this is sort of like a theme of this house. The
oh no.
It wasn't like an old rundown house. It was a nice house, actually.
Hey! Oh, my interjections! God damn it, be
points.
Negative.
10 points.
And
10 points,
let's see,
please. For
generate negative 3.
Oh, right. Yes! I have a chance.
Fair is fair. But like, the floors were just sort of dirty. Not like insanely dirty, but how are the floors not clean? The grill also, there's a grill outside, which we used for, we cooked most of the time we were there. Most nights we cooked dinner and cooked food. The grill was so dirty that when it was on, the crap in the bottom tray of the grill caught fire.
Ooh.
And the whole grill like went up in flames.
What kind of cleaning crew do they send? Is it a person who just changes the sheets? Like,
yeah.
I think of someone who cleans everything.
Yeah, well, I would expect, you know, sweep the floors, mop the floors, clean all the bathroom stuff down, like, you know, clean the shower, clean the toilets. Like, I would also expect a full cleaning of, like, you know, at least the quality you get in a hotel. It's a hotel, so you know other people have been there, but they clean it.
All right, well, where they sleep looks pretty good. I guess where they eat, better make sure it's crusty as fuck.
No. I think with Airbnbs, what they go for is like anywhere that could potentially have semen on it or any other kind of bodily fluids. They hit those target areas first, and the oven...
Then why didn't they clean the oven?
The oven is a low percentage of semen probability.
Not
the
places I've
stayed.
The other thing that I want to throw into this before I open it up for input is, on one of the last nights we were there, not the very last night, but it was later into the week, we were all getting ready for bed. It was like 1 a.m, right? We kind of stayed up. It's a vacation, so we stayed up kind of late every night and hung out. But we're all getting ready for bed. It's like 1 or 2 a.m. I don't remember. The smoke detectors through the whole house just start going off.
Are they carbon monoxide and fire or just fire?
Well, we have no idea. They start going off
and
we're
the
like,
important
what the
details.
And so my Mandy's brother like hits the button at some point and they stop And they start going off again. And I'm like, is there one that's going off first? And we start doing research, right? We look at the documentation because there's like a binder with this place. There's no information about this.
Of course.
And so I start Googling, like, I look at the thing, the smoke detector, and I Google.
And he's done it again!
God damn it! Open it up for inquiry! Almost.
Almost. Very close. Let's see.
Almost.
Negative one. Man, these negatives.
Wow.
I was going to say, negatives are the only thing popping up now. What the fuck?
All right. Sorry, Bob. Sorry for the interruption.
That's fine. Eventually, we realize that the battery, these are hardwired into the power of the house, but they have backup batteries. And the backup battery in one of these things is dying. So it's chirping, which is causing the whole system, because they're all connected to each other, to go off like there's a fire. So luckily, fucking random luck, my father-in-law had just put a new 9-volt battery into a fishing scale thing that he had brought with him because we were fishing. We took that out, put the battery in, and it stopped going off. But that stupid fucking smoke detector flashed red the whole rest of the time we were there because fucked up or something.
I'm sure they'll clean it. Don't worry.
So this is an...
What? God.
No, that was me, right?
No, wait, you were so close. You were so... What? God, I didn't even get it.
Wait, was that me then?
No, that was me.
It was Mark. It was Mark. Generate my points.
First rolls for Bob. 5.
Yes.
Good points. God. And now me. What?
9. What the
9 fuck? 9 points. Whoa, whoops.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. This is going well.
What am I at? Like negative fucking 15?
Wade, answer me this, Wade.
Please.
All these informations I've just given you, is it fair to give this house a shitty rating on Airbnb, or is that still mean because it potentially is going to torpedo their business and cost them money? Is that bad enough?
The first thing I would have done is contact them and been like, I would have given them the complaints of hey, all your shit's dirty, your fire alarms are going off, this is miserable, and see if well, I'm so sorry, let me give you some money.
I didn't even say, when the fire alarms were going off in the middle of the night, I messaged, and Airbnb doesn't send your messages until a morning time, so that they don't get it in the middle of the night. So I was like, smoke detector's going off, can you help? And the next day at 9 a.m. they were like, ah, shoot. They always go off at the worst times, don't they?
That's it.
They didn't even say oh God, I'm so sorry. Apparently it's customary on Airbnb to offer a little refund.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $100 off that day because we kind of ruined your experience. I'm really sorry that happened or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They didn't do shit. They barely even cared. They were like, gosh darn it. Doesn't that just happen?
Mm-hmm.
No, not if you fucking change the batteries in your smoke detectors.
Yeah, so dirty oven, dirty grill, bad batteries, and no good customer service. It sounds like, I don't know how much this place charged. The one we were at was pretty expensive, but they also, everything we expected was delivered. So we kind of knew what we were getting, and we got a really good living situation for that time. It sounds like this place, they're just like, let's charge you money. Oh, man, $5 cleaning service. Perfect. Send them in. Oh, batteries. Oh, we replaced those a decade ago. They're probably still fine. Smoke detector. Who needs it? No one smokes in 2022. So, yeah, I'd be probably at this point ready to leave.
He killed enough time. Yes, he got it in positive, there.
Positive. Negative 10.
I could tell you that's what you're doing with, but you still did it. All right, here we go. And whoop. Okay, negative 3.
You have got to be shitting my fucking trick cereal.
Just to be clear, you requested that the negative points thing be added. Wait, that was entirely your
own. It was supposed to hurt you and help me.
Do you want me to remove the negative?
Points. No.
No, not remove the negative.
It's going to turn in my favor eventually.
I'll make you an offer, Wade. If we remove the negatives,
uh-huh,
we'll reset you to 0. I would offer you that if Mark is on board.
Yeah.
I'll let you reset to a 0. You're at negative 15 or something. I don't know.
You're negative 14, Wade.
No, I'm going to earn this back the old-fashioned way with elbow grease and gambling.
All right.
How about we go high roller? I'll get it to negative 25 to positive 25. You want to increase the bounds?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Bonus round.
All right.
So anyway, I'm on the fence. I want to give a shitty review, but I also appreciate that I don't want to totally fuck these people over. But that's not really, that's shitty, right? That's they're doing it as cheaply as possible.
Now, you can only do so many favors.
That's not okay to be we'll rent you a clean house and it's not that clean.
Yeah. You're surprisingly calm about this. I'm guessing if this happened the same day, we'd have another Bob's Fridge on our hands because this is starting to piss me off just listening to it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, well, if it had all happened all at once, it would definitely would have made me more mad. It sort of built up over the week where it was like, before we even got there, the oven thing, and we were like, well, maybe the last people like exploded something in the oven. Like, who knows? It clearly had not been cleaned in such a long time. Mm. There's no way one family stayed there and fucked that oven up that bad.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, anyway, I guess what I'm getting is I'm about to give these guys an absolutely scathing review.
Do it.
Do it right now.
Yeah. Read it out while
you... No. Here, let me...
checking
let me
it over. We're checking
it
over.
Possibly be.
Wade, what random bullshit have you brought to the table?
Oh, well, hadn't really thought all that through, but had a week.
All right, going right back to Bob.
No.
All right, Wade, what have you got?
Oh, wait, no, I have one. You'll like this, Mark.
Okay, all right, Bob's got one.
Mark, have you heard about nothing technology?
Wait, nothing?
Yeah, specifically, Mark, you two talk. Fuck you guys.
There's this new, well, I don't know how new it is. But it's MKBHD just released like a review like today, like this morning.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is a new technology company.
Great.
That is releasing a new phone called Phone One.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole thing is like, we're bringing the fun and the levity back to electronics, baby.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be like a new subversive phone thing. Have you heard about this at all, Mark?
Oh, subversion. No, I have not heard about it. Is this kind of like there was a concept where it was like a modular phone? Is that what this is?
Oh, I was so excited about that.
Yeah.
So this is not
modular. I used a phone once. You know, I talked too. All right,
cool,
great.
Bro. Cool story. Oh, no
Bob
way. That
it!
Just happened
Bob
right when I started
right
talking.
Are you shitting me?
Let's see. Wait, you almost interjected at exactly the right moment.
I've almost done shit a lot, but I haven't done shit yet.
You were so close,
and
man.
Bob's ooh, Bob, negative 13 points. Ooh,
that
hurts.
That's rough.
Oh, thank fucking God.
But anyway, this phone has features like on the back, there's a system. It's called like the glyph interface or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a series of lights on the back that are supposed to give you info about the phone, about like if you have notifications. There's a line down by the USB-C plug where when you plug it in, it acts as like a meter of like how charged your phone is.
Hmm.
I think you would find it interesting because you like tech and you're interested in like phones and things. I don't know when you can get it, but it officially launches July 12th.
Okay.
I have no idea if you need to be like a backer, if they did like Kickstarter or what, but it's just interesting. It's an Android-based thing, but they did their whole custom launcher for this phone. It's supposed to be a very interesting new take on basically a cell phone.
That is interesting. I will look into that. Thank you for having a conversation with me and me only.
Yeah.
About this
Wade
thing.
Wade doesn't find this sort of
no,
thing.
No, he does
so
not.
I really love phones, man. I use them. I talk on them. I dial numbers. Mm. I make phone calls.
You just told a whole story about how you're using mobile technology less because you're getting rid of your unhealthy addiction to mobile gaming and
yes.
That's all that stuff.
That is true.
You can still use phones for other things like porn.
I mean,
I don't know about that. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
If you're not watching porn on a 70-inch flat-screen TV, what are you doing with your life?
Well, it doesn't sound right because phone audio quality isn't the best, but that's when you can get like your Sonos speakers or whatever, you know? Let's tie it all in. That's right.
I don't think that's this episode, man.
Well, shit, that doesn't matter. I just wanted to say words and stuff that were relevant to the conversation at hand.
Wait, okay, all right. I'll give you a chance here. Like, have you looked up, like, what are cool articles you found, funny stories you see on the internet?
I literally Googled any news at all, and it's all depressing, awful shit. I looked up Soulja Boy. I looked at myself in the mirror, man. I had thought about shaving my armpits live just so the noise of the razor might give me points. I'm out of everything. I'm desperate. I'm dying. Where's the buzzer?
How do you have so little to talk about?
Yeah, what?
You talk constantly.
Yeah.
You are one of the chattiest people I know when we're hanging out. You talk about everything.
Mm.
Something about losing so big so early has just collapsed me in on myself.
It's okay. You have a chance. Bob just got that negative
13.
What
do you like,
it's,
Wade?
How are
your dogs?
Yeah, how are your dogs?
They're fine. Thanks for asking. Ginger does have a little bit of a rash. I think she's got bad allergies and she ran out of allergy pills, but they're doing good. They like to swim. Whenever we were on vacation, we got a picture of her on a... She's like the only water dog I've ever had where she actually likes the water. She was floating around on the pool on a raft by herself, just chilling while we were gone. That's really good. What are you laughing
at? Oh, was that Wade or me? That was right on the edge.
I actually don't
know. I would
know.
Say that was Wade or
I think
or
it was
tie.
Wade. I think, I believe.
If it was positive, it was me. If it was negative, it wasn't.
Because for me, it was, I saw it when I was like, what are you laughing at? I think that's when it came up. So I'm going to give it to Wade. And boom, negative 10!
Hey, that's less negative than what I had just
That's
got.
True. So that's
something.
True.
That's really something, buddy.
Yeah.
Great. My net positive of 13 turned into 3. All right. Feeling good. Feeling happy.
You wanted the negative. We had an ordinance to take
it
down.
It's not supposed to hit me. That's how gambling works.
That's true. That is true. You're that never supposed true. To lose. The house never wins.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure is the saying is.
But hey, it's been 2 negatives in a row. That means it's got to be a positive after this,
oh,
right?
It's gotta be a positive.
So if it's gonna become a landmine, no one wants to talk for the rest of the episode.
No, everything's fine. Did you know? Do you guys ever watch the World Series of Poker? Apparently that's going on. Phil Ivey's about to win or something.
Oh, wow.
You actually watch poker?
I haven't in a long time, but probably a decade ago, I used to watch it on ESPN all the time, the different World Series.
Huh.
There was Daniel Negreanu, Phil Ivey. I forget all the different names, but there were some regular competitors that were always being talked about and stuff. It was pretty interesting.
That sounds actually. Good.
I think it's interesting that that's a whole career to be a professional, and it's not just playing slots, right? Like you can actually be good at poker to the extent where you win enough that it's a thing, kind of. There is always luck, but also there's a lot of skill to it. But I feel like you have to be such a specific kind of person to be cool with that being your job.
I imagine there's got to be other, it's probably what we do, where there's some amount of sponsorship and stuff that goes with it. Like you're sitting at the table on TV. So you wear a hat that says something oh, we'll give you $1,000 to wear this hat. There's gotta be something else to it. As well as, I guess if you're just really good at reading people and you're even if I have average luck, I'm good enough at reading the table to know I can probably still win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's also one of those things where a lot of people are I am a professional poker player. And it's kind of a fake it till you make it thing. And people think that you can just will it into existence. But gambling doesn't work that way.
Except for on this show, I'm still going to win. I know that my luck is going to turn around any time now.
It's not gambling because you're not putting anything up to risk it. You want to wager?
My pride?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing to lose, Wade. Really.
I feel like I am losing. I feel like a loser if I don't win.
Okay. Whoa. I think my okay.
Mark. Mark gets the points. Yeah, I think it was you, Mark.
I think it was me on one word. I'm sorry, Wade.
He's
going to
get
sorry.
20 points on this.
Wade. Oh, good. I'm in first place.
This has all been a setup.
I got 6 points.
I know that you muted at one point. And you talked to everybody. You're like, all right, listen, I'm just going to give myself the win, but I'm going to have this elaborate fucking game show to destroy my friend's confidence.
Look, man, I didn't think it would be this bad. I don't know how it's gone so wrong for you. I feel fine. Sorry.
I don't care anymore. I did think of something interesting to talk about, though.
Okay.
One, I had the Uber story, which is really short. Basically, whenever we were talking about Uber earlier, we actually had an Uber ride one time. I think you were in the car.
Me?
Whenever we were trying to get to we were trying to get somewhere, a panel or something. I think it was in Boston.
To a place?
And we made the mistake of telling our taxi. It was a taxi, not an Uber, I think. But we made the mistake of telling the taxi driver, we're running a little bit late. And the dude rolled down his 2 windows, put a middle finger out each one, and drove down the middle of the road, just screaming obscenities and flying at full speed to get us there on time. And then he demanded no less than a $30 tip once he got us there. I don't know if you remember that at all.
That was just a bizarre
8 years ago or something.
It's in the early days of Uber before there was all the integrated tipping is included, or then tipping was added. And so drivers before would be like, you have to tip me. They say it's integrated, but they don't pay, which I believe 100%. But also just made it awkward because I wasn't used to Uber yet.
I also had one where we went to an airport, and before the guy would pop the trunk for us to get our luggage out, he got out and demanded we leave him a 5-star review.
Did he have a gun?
He held our, he wouldn't pop the trunk, so it's our shit was being held hostage. Yes! Yes! 25 points! I know it! I feel
it! All right.
Come on, positive points for Wade.
Wow! 18 points!
Zero.
That brings Wade up to -6. Da-da-da-da-da. He's climbing back.
Oh, God. I'll take it.
Oh my god. All right.
Does that put him ahead of me though? It does, right?
No, it does not.
No, god no.
Chuck it back over to Bob. It is now your turn. What random bullshit have you brought?
I found a thing. Mm. A man who seems to have been disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair. Cuz sure.
I saw this.
Was detained, arrested in Paris after throwing a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa in the Louvre.
He tried breaking it first, right. I think. He tried breaking into, like, hurt it, actually damage it.
Yeah.
As he was being escorted away by police or security or whatever, the man shouted in French, "Think of the earth. There are people who are destroying the earth. Think about it. Artists will tell you, think about the earth. That's why I did this."
Okay.
And I guess my takeaway from that is, what the fuck did Mona Lisa do to you, bro?
Yeah.
What does Mona Lisa have to do with this shit?
I don't know.
I mean, I get the idea of, like, I'm doing some crazy ass shit so that the news has to cover it. Guess what the headline is, my guy? Man in wheelchair dressed as old woman arrested. The headline is not Earth Crusader pulls dramatic stunt and saves the environment. Like, what?
I guess we are spreading the word, though.
No, we're kind of making fun of it.
Whatever,
at the same time.
I guess. But
fuck,
like,
the earth. Let's kill more trees because of this asshole.
What happens to people?
I don't know. They just want something that grabs people's attention. And for those listening, they didn't actually get cake on the Mona Lisa. There was a glass cover. It is protected because, yeah, I think that is the most valuable painting in the world or something like that.
I can't think of one off the top of my head that I would be more valuable.
I'm sure I can Google that and find an answer that contradicts you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But either way, it's one of those things where if you try to get enough attention, make a grand sweeping statement, it's like, this is my chance to remind everyone. But when you do something that's just antagonistic, people are just going to not listen to your message and be like, that guy was a prick. Like, it's just not necessarily, it's self-defeating in a way. Like, yeah, you get attention, but, you know, it's the wrong attention. It kind of hurts your cause more.
The Mona Lisa is recorded as having the highest ever insurance value for a painting.
Ooh,
that exists.
Wow.
I guess it's not been sold in a while, so it's hard to know what its actual monetary value would be, because they're usually all auctions, right?
Taking into account inflation, the value, which was created by the insurer in 1962, is worth about $900 million today.
That's crazy. $900 million? There's no way.
But that's the insurance value, right? Oh. I mean, so if you own a car that's worth, say, $10,000, it's insured for like $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Insurers try and get away with, and I don't know, it's not the same for art, but insurers do not necessarily even value it at the full amount.
Whoa!
That it would be. Hey!
No.
Hell yeah, Bob. Hell yeah, and you get -3.
Wow, that's rough.
The gap is closing, though. That's pretty good.
What is the tally right now? Yeah, where are we at?
All right, I'll read the tally. Bob is like, okay, that's 5, that's 10, 15, 20, 24, 27, positive 4 for Bob.
Right.
Wade, okay, you're at -6.
Six?
I'm okay. I'm at 20,
only 10 behind.
24.
Seems fair.
Seems
all right.
Fair.
I like it. All right. Well, yeah, we are where we are, and we did what we do.
Yeah, we did what we do. You're right.
Anyway, just to finish the Wikipedia read that I was doing, in March 1987, Vase with 15 Sunflowers by Vincent van Gogh was sold for $24.75 million at auction, which in today's money is about $74 million. Pounds.
Oof.
So however that converts to dollars. So that's not 900 million, but that's as someone actually bought that amount.
Yeah.
Salvatore Mundi sold for what, $450 million?
Wow.
2017.
How many people could you feed?
It's not even how many a good could you feed? Painting, bro.
Oh my god.
Look, I don't know if I'm uncultured or what, but like, so if you look at Salvador Mundi by Da Vinci, if you look at that, I don't know if you have it marked. Clearly Wade was looking at it.
Salvador Mundi.
My instinct is, that's an all right painting. Am I just uncultured that I don't understand?
The Jesus one?
Well, it's Salvatore Mundi.
Well, with art, I guess the value depends on, like, the viewer, right? Like, I'm not a big art person, so, like, that doesn't mean much to me. It looks like Jesus holding a ball or something. So that's cool. I'd, you know, if it was painted out and I liked it for some reason. I'd pay like a couple hundred bucks for it, but like, I
how
guess
how is that possibly worth that much money?
It's not,
because Leonardo da Vinci made it.
No, it's,
you know,
it's
good old Vince.
This is literally what happens.
Old Vinci boy.
It's a combination of things, right? You have people with way too much money and nothing to spend it on. So it merely the notoriety of being the person to spend that much money on a painting, and they always go up in value. It's very oh god. All right, here we go. 7 points for me.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so it's like it's either a combination of people with too much money, the notoriety of it, the always inflating values, the history of it, and also money laundering. Like, that is a big part of it.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of what I've always thought.
How I've not heard that. How are paintings used for money laundering? This is news to me.
Do you know more about that than I do?
I'll just pretend like
asking questions. I should be telling you about the money laundering. God damn it.
All right, Wade, tell
us. Let's pretend like none of us understand what money laundering is, and I'll explain it briefly and then let you talk, Wade.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what happens is you have all this cash you need to get rid of from all of the drug deals and people sales and shit that you do. So you buy a painting, and then you've got something that's physically worth money, and you get rid of the cash, and then you can resell the painting for depositable income and laundered.
You sort of skipped over why it's laundering specifically. It's called money laundering because you clean the money.
Mm-hmm. It's so dirty.
You have money that's dirty because of what you said, drug deals or whatever.
Help me, step dollar.
But when you buy a car for $250,000 or a painting for $20 million or whatever, that converts your money from ill-gotten gains into the thing. Then when you sell that thing, it's totally legitimate for you to sell a thing that you own for some amount of money, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So like, if a crime syndicate has $500 million in money that they've never reported taxes on and that they can't just put in their bank, like you said.
Mm.
Buying art collections is a way to convert that into a thing of value that's legitimate and then sell it later, or sell it right away even, mm-hmm. and get the cash.
That's what I said, basically, isn't it?
Kind of.
Or sell it to yourself. Basically, they hire an appraiser who, I mean, this has been talked about in movies and stuff forever, but it's like they get a painting that is not inherent. It's the same way NFTs kind of got inflated in value.
Oh, dude, we could be laundering with NFTs. Let's do
it. Oh, there was tons, I imagine. Oh, so much.
That's kind of a big thing, wasn't it?
Oh, like a lot of those kind of purchases were either from people being delusional and, you know, buying things that weren't ever actually having any value in the first place, but also it seemed to be a very convenient way for people to launder money.
Hey, monkey smoking cigarettes wearing baseball cap is gonna appreciate, tell you what.
It's gonna appreciate. I don't know. Monkey with a rocket on head with gold teeth might.
Random painting with picture of stuff is going to definitely sell for lots of money. Beep for me, please. Fucking beep for me.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Is it really so hard to just fill in some nouns and adjectives and just make it? You could have said any words that came into your mouth other than random painting.
I'm trying to Mad Lib just for any speck of point.
I'll give you a chance. Give us your explanation of what cryptocurrency and NFT is. Go.
Oh, God.
All right. So cryptocurrency is literally where you go into other people's computers and you have a little like digital pickaxe and you mine until you find, I don't know, fucking bandwidth or something. And you're like, oh, cash money. And NFTs are when you take a picture of something worth money and you're like, hey, you want this picture I took of like my grandma? It's worth more than my grandma. And you buy that picture and you're like, bam, money, cash. Fuck yeah. Fucking goddamn it. Where's the beef?
Your description of cryptocurrency was like surprisingly close.
Thank you.
Even
thank
though
you.
It,
I want
it glossed
to tell
over
more
a lot
about
of
that.
The technical things. Mm-hmm. Yes. No. Yeah. You can do it, buddy.
Oh God. I don't actually know and understand.
You know, Wade, if you just spent any energy coming up with an actual topic, you could talk for as long as you want. I'm not even cheesing the system. I'm not even trying to domineer the conversation.
No, you and I are. The system is against us, Bob. Mark's winning.
What do you mean it's against you?
The system is as fair and balanced as okay.
Bob
well,
got it. That was a long one.
Don't worry, Wade. It's going to be negative.
That
it's going to be negative.
That was a long one, and kaboom. Wow!
Oh, no.
19 points! And with that, have reached the conclusion of this lovely experience of Anything Goes on Distractible.
I wonder who won.
I'll tally the points, but Wade, you've gone...
God, don't bother...
You sure?
I mean, I'd like to know.
You sure? Yeah, please tell everyone how I have -6 points, but it's a real nail biter between you and Bob at fucking 29 and 28 points or whatever the shit it is.
Oh, that's a little.
I think Mark did win his own episode, which is a little sketchy.
I might. Well, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna abstain from my own. I think that's only fair.
Oh, okay.
Because
I disagree.
Okay, why?
Rules were rules.
Do you want me to win?
I think Wade's a little upset about what's happening here.
No, I'm fine. Everything's great. I'm gonna go buy a painting and cry over it. I'm not doing mobile games. I might as well start doing some laundering.
You could always start like a horrible drug habit if you want, I guess.
That's true. Anybody else want to do? Never mind. Tell me on the subreddit what kind of hard drugs you could sell me. And thanks again to our sponsors.
Maybe don't do that.
Okay, so I think I might have missed the math, but the general feel is pretty close. I accidentally flubbed some buttons. Bob, you have 23 points.
Nice.
Wade, -6.
Great. Oh, well, better than it was.
And technically, I have 31 points, but I abstain because it just wouldn't be fair. And I'm all about fairness here on Distractable.
Technically, it would be fair because it was completely random.
Wait, do you want me to be the winner?
I lose either way. I don't give a shit which one of you fucks I deal with next week. I'm a basement dweller regardless.
Bob has won the game. Congratulations, Bob.
Wow, shocking. Wade still didn't win despite the abstination. The abstentation.
What?
The abstinence. I don't fucking know. Whatever. Bob,
now you're talking like crazy, man. I don't know.
I'm fine.
My win feels somehow undercut by, let me just point this out, the man with the most wins up to this point on the podcast, who is somehow salty about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to point any fingers, but weren't you just boasting about that last week, Wade, that you've taken the strong lead in the overall win total?
Well, I did that by literally stealing wins from Mark, but yeah.
Yeah, he did do that, but it's all right.
You stole? Hey, fair's fair. The rules are always fair, and fair is fair.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think we got Wade's loser speech out of the way. Bob, would you like a winner speech?
I mean, I feel like I earned it. I had a really good boat story. I asked some tough questions about Airbnb and giving 5-star ratings. It was a good discussion this week.
Oh, what's this? Bob gets more points?
Are you fucking
4 points to Bob?
I thought it was over. How?
I just want to say, kids out there, listeners, anyone who needs to hear this, just never give up. Always keep trying, keep pushing. You never know how it's going to shake out.
Set the bar low and you'll never be disappointed.
And maybe take after me instead of Wade this week.
Yeah, I think that's a good lesson for everyone to take into consideration. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to my wonderful competitors, Wade and Bob. Yeah. A good fight.
Happy to be here, bud. Thanks for having us. I'm glad the lesson is don't be like Wade. It really makes me feel good.
Remember to subscribe, favorite, like, Distractable, so you can tune into every episode. We got some fun stuff coming in the future. Check out our YouTube channel. Check out Bob and Mice Kerm and Wade, Lord Minion 777 or Minion 777. Thank you so much. Podcast out.